Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, America, a healthy America is a byproduct of a healthy church. You know, we got to quit saying that, you know, it's the political problem. It's a Republican problem. It's a Democratic problem. You know, it's a this problem or that problem. No, it's actually a church problem. It's God's people. And I want to say to anybody who's listening that's not a believer, we're sorry for blaming you for all of our problems. You actually should be living in a blessed land if we would actually get our hearts right with our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe, you know, those that are hearing and passing the word along, that this is the truth. This is how it's a healthy land is a byproduct of God's people in right relationship with him. That's just it. And so with that, you know, we're watching the news, we're watching what's going on. We have to realize we got to connect that with the reality of saying, maybe I'm not doing everything the way God wants it. Maybe marriage hasn't switched over like it has switched over in regards. And I'm talking about multifaceted, not just the most recent topics of that. Maybe parenting shouldn't be like the world's saying parenting is. You know, maybe, you know, church government shouldn't be the way that church government is anymore. Maybe you shouldn't be watching that. It's so funny. This is so funny. People go, you ever see that pizza commercial, you know, those toppings and those anchovies, or not anchovies, but cheese and pepperonis and all this. And they go, oh, man, yeah. Have you ever watched you ever seen that, John, one of those pizza commercials?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I love pizza. You know, I'm up in New Jersey, New York. You know, I'm a pizza lover.
Oh, my. You want to have some good pizza. Go to New York and Jersey and have some of this. The crust, I mean, I don't know what it is. It's so good. Oh, my goodness.
Wonderful.
Domino's has nothing on New York pizza. And I like Domino's. But there's nothing like New York pizza. And so, you know, and so they go, yeah, you know, you see them like they're going, they're like drooling. You're talking to them. Oh, man, I've done that so much. And then you talk to them about like, so what about this other stuff that you're watching that's not right? Does that affect you? Nope. Don't bother me a bit. I'm thinking, are you serious?
Wow.
They just cussed your God. They just cussed your God, and it didn't even faze you. But when you heard somebody was talking about you at work, you were all upset because they was gossiping about you. But they actually cuss your God that you proclaim to follow, and it didn't even faze you. And what happened, this is what's happened, is that, and you know, and these things happen. I mean, you're a medium, but if you intentionally go and set yourself in a place that, you know, they're going to curse your God, that is Satan just laughing, you know, at what he's doing to God's people. And that and understand that if you don't feel anything there, that means our hearts have gone hard. And we say, you know, I should be feeling right now. That should be, you know, if somebody talks about me, I'm all over that. If they're That's talking right. about God and I'm not all over that, then something's gone hard in my heart, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and so it's not about changing the world. It's about changing ourselves, about changing the church. And so even though they're drooling over the pizza, they say, you know, what I just saw, you know, such and such or whatever, you know, on this media right here didn't change them at all. And that's why, you know, we actually, if we do watch something, we actually watch it on like try to watch it on Clear Play or something like that, because we kind of prepare ourselves. And actually, too, there's actually something out there called Plugged In, I believe. Plugged In with Focus on the Family. You can get to it, family.org. And it tells you what you're going to be walking into if you're thinking about doing something like that. But understand this, that it's the church. It's the church. And, you know, it's God's got this wonderful idea, as Tommy Tenney says. You know, he has this wonderful idea that church is about him.
Imagine that.
About him, you know. And so, you know, with that, you know, 80%, George Barna goes on to say in these statistics, 80%, 82, 80, right there, 80. 80% says that the worship that takes place, you know, the music and the singing and the, he said 80% of the worship, the people said that worship, 80% of the people say that the worship is about them.
Wow.
What have we done? Oh my goodness. Now, if I'm worshiping God, but it's about me, you know, think about it. I'm worshiping God, and it's like, yeah, you know, if I don't get the right beat, and if I don't have the right singer, it's like, hello, this is not about you. This is about him. What have we done? You know, right. We totally made this an entitlement mentality of the church, and now the world is turning into an entitlement mentality, but we've been serving the church like a drive-through instead of understanding, no, we all need to participate in the process. This is called family. And when God's family is right, which means we're just going, I can't do this outside of God. I got to have him. You know, I'm falling short. You know, we all struggle in many ways. I'm not talking about that. But if you don't even try, if you don't even, it doesn't even cross your mind to pick up your Bible. It doesn't even cross your mind to get involved in with a brothers and sisters in the Lord. And it doesn't even cross your mind that it's strange you've been sitting between a trough for the last 20 years and you don't even know the person who sits in the trough in front of you. I mean, the pews. You know, it's just kind of strange. It's kind of strange that it would never cross your mind. I know when I was in, you know, a traditional setting, and I was in a traditional setting that had all that, and I was working with ministering with men, and I just really enjoyed that. And but it's like people sat together for 10 years, and they didn't even know each other.
I remember when you would go and you did these different conferences and visited different places, and you'd be the one that introduced. This is the church. This is the children's pastor of your church. Meet the men's minister in your church. They had no idea.
Isn't that great? It's just like, it's like, they, you know, Facebook think they had something today, but the church has been Facebooking for years. They've been friending each other, but they don't know anything about each other. It's like, listen, if we love God, we love each other. But you have to actually know somebody. You want to spend time with them. And we have these unrealistic expectations of trying to know a 1,000 people. But Jesus took his time to know 12. You know, we're talking about repentance, right? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about, okay, the economy, we're fixing to suffer some serious, you know, financial difficulty. But where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also. I can encourage you, store your treasures in heaven and know that robber can't take it, moth can't eat it, and it'll be around forever. But understand this, that if we say we love God, but we don't love our brother, then he calls us, he says, you know, what's he call us? He
calls us a liar.
I mean, it's what he says. And so, and the whole thing is that you don't know you love your brother till you actually meet him. You might not love him, but you got to first meet him or meet your sister and talk to them. And let me tell you something. I mean, when we first started walking out in the expression that we are right now, which is basically the biblical expression of the church, how we see it, you know, and it doesn't matter where the church actually meets. It's we like, you know, like I said, you know, we like buildings. That I got a good friend that's a building. You know what I'm saying? We like buildings, and all, it has nothing to do with that. But I'm talking about the people inside of it, that you got to take time to be able to know each other. Just if you got to give up every artificial, shallow, seeming relationship to just have one genuine, authentic one, you know, then it's worth it. It's worth it because then you're actually investing in Jesus. Because he's saying, whatever you did to the least of these, you did it unto me.
That's right. That's what it's all about. What I hear you saying is that it's not about maybe what we have made. It's not about, you know, comparing and shopping for worship leaders and making it about us. It's really about him. It's about his sheep. It's about our fellow brother. You know, oftentimes I remember in those type of settings, you say, well, you know, you hear someone say, well, hey, God bless you, brother. How are you doing today, brother? Oh, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. No, you're not. You're dying. Your marriage is falling apart. Your business is falling apart. You got issues going on with your kids. And then all of a sudden, you know, bless God, everything is fine. We've got to take care of each other. We need to stop focusing on going to church and really start being the church, you know, and start carrying each other's burdens. And so this is an encouraging word. You know, this is a very, very encouraging word, and I'm glad that you're sharing it with us this morning.
When you think about it, you know, because the reason why I feel like the Lord's wanting us to share this is because, okay, you're telling me that, you know, I may need to repent. And repentance means this, that we got to stop what we're doing and do something different. Repentance is not an altar call. It's a life change, you know.
Can you say that again?
Repentance is not an altar call, and altar calls are great. Altar calls are moments we make decisions, whether no matter where you're going, wherever you make that decision, that's fine. But then there's a life change after that, and that doesn't happen because, hey, I'm going to have a life change. I encourage you to, right now, available at VFNTV.com and on the VFNTV app, which you can download for free, is the Cross of Christ. You can be empowered by God. He's asked us to do something we cannot do outside of him. You know what that does? That forces us to be in relationship with him. That's what he wants. We're totally dependent on him. That's what he wants. It's not a negative thing. It's actually a positive thing. And he wants to spend time. He wants us to cry out to him like David did, and him rescue us, and him to give us the strategy for that day, you know. And it's just so important. So when you think about it, you think about, I'm looking at the statistics right here at Be Secure Online. The statistics on Be Secure Online. And it says that over and over and over again, what's happening inside of access to the internet and what people are being exposed to. And it says home internet access has expanded to 84% among young people, 84%. As a matter of fact, they're talking right now, Facebook's talking about that they want to be able to go down as young as 5 year old to be able to have access instead of a 13 year old. That's in today's news right now. And I guess this is God's news behind the news continuing on. 32% of teens clear their browser history when their parents actually walk into a room. 32%. And a lot of parents are like, browser history? What does that mean? But, you know, just understand. They know what we're talking about here. 52% of teens have given out personal information online to someone. I don't know if you've ever seen these little news stories where they actually have undercover cameras and they're going in there. It's like, you're really telling people that? And you're really thinking this? And the whole thing is, it's like the wisdom we talked about today is that this is in full view of the Lord. And so when we think we have the fear of God, then we're able to deal with those type of situations. But I want to say one more statistic before we close this out. But repentance means we've got to change these things. I can't find the statistic right now, but you can find it at besecure.org or .com. But understand that I believe it says 70% of men in the church, we can verify this there, 70% of men that proclaim to be Christians are having issues with internet pornography.
Yeah.
70%. And realize this, they're pushing it on you. The enemy's just pushing everything. Everything wrong is being pushed away. And the progression of that, you know, we got some things we're going to lose to encourage you, called zero tolerance and understanding how that all works. And, you know, it's great things that are coming your way. But understand this, that, and then out of that, there's a large number that's addicted to internet pornography. And listen, we are not going to fix the world until we just say, help me, God, I got to get out of this. And I encourage you with that, you know, go to besecure.com and get you some internet filters. Get in the right relationship, because you don't know that guy is sitting in front of you for 20 years. He could be helping you out. Go have a cup of coffee with him. You know, I'm about to close out of this first hour, but I want to say this. I was in Denmark, and I was speaking to It's For Men. Paul Dugard invited me over to speak, and I was talking about my childhood and coming up, and I was in a traditional church setting and going through all those terrible times, but nobody talked to me. Nobody said anything to me. So I'm sitting here in Denmark, and I'm talking to this large crowd of men, and I'm going, where were you? Where were you when I was going through this? Where were you when I was going through that? And all of a sudden, this Danish man stands up in the very back of the crowd, and he says, here I am, brother! You know, it's just so awesome, you know? And quite often, those that need the most don't cry at all, you know, cry out for help. And realize if you're a human being, you need other human beings in your life. If you're a believer, you need another believer in your life. If Paul had a Barnabas, he also had a Timothy. We need people in our lives that love us, know us, and that will help us stay on track and be able to pray for us and encourage us during those times. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.